gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. We're very lucky indeed because we're going to be joined momentarily by Dave Kinney. Dave is a expert in the realm of collector cars, auctions, and car values. He is the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide. He's also contributing writer, editor for Automobile and Auto Week magazine. We're going to talk about the Hagerty Price Guide as well as some recent auctions and recent happenings. Also in this hour, we're going to throw out a trivia question or two. And a little later on, we'll be joined by a mystery guest who will be joining us on the lines. The telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll throw out a trivia question momentarily. As a matter of fact, I think we'll bring forth our very special guest because he's standing by. He can't wait to come on board, so let's open up the phone lines, go to the guest lines, and bring forth Dave Kinney. Dave, how you doing?
Am I really here, Bob? Is it really you?
It really is. That's right. We are here. We are live all across North America. And I was going to throw out a trivia question off the top of my head, but I figure, well, as long as I got Dave here, why don't we throw out a trivia question here? We'll make it super hard. But let's throw out a medium-level trivia question since we're going to be talking about a very cool automotive history course that you've done recently. And I know that there are some trivia questions involved with that. So reach back into the deep recesses of your brain and come up with a medium-level trivia question.
Oh, you're asking me to come up with something?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, what car built in the 70s that only lasted for a couple of years wasn't built in Europe and wasn't built in the United States?
All right, one more time. What car?
Car lasted a couple of years in the 1970s?
Okay.
That's important. Wasn't built in Europe and wasn't built in the United States.
How about Asia?
Oh, no, not in Asia either.
Very good, and certainly back then, the Chinese were riding bicycles, so we didn't have that equation. So, all right.
No Japan, and Korea was just starting to build cars. They weren't very good back then, but boy, look what's happened since.
I know, and we did not see Korean cars in this country until the 1980s. So, an excellent question from Dave Kinney. So, everybody out there, put on your thinking caps. That's what the nuns used to say to me. I never quite understood what that meant. But let's see if you can come up with the answer. This car was only around for a couple of years, wasn't built in the U.S., it wasn't built in Europe, it wasn't built in Asia, it wasn't built in China or India or any other places like cars are being built today. What's the car?
Well, I'll tell you, there are cars being built there right now, but I would say most people would say this is an American car, but it wasn't.
Very good. Let's see if we get some guesses. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And just to sweeten the pot here, whoever comes up with the answer, we're going to put him or her in the running for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. The last time you were on Auto World with me, you were the publisher of Hagerty's Price Guide, but it had a different name. We've gone through a name transformation. Tell us about it. Is now Hagerty's Price Guide. Before that, it was called
Hagerty's Cars That Matter. Well, you know, Bob, like everything else, when you, I kind of equate it to having a kid around, and you know, it's a girl kid, and all of a sudden she ran off and got married, and now she's changed her name. We were Cars That Matter, and then we became Hagerty's Cars That Matter when we partnered with Hagerty, which, of course, is the large collector car insurance company. And just because things are changing so fast in our world right now, we decided that maybe having the name Hagerty Price Guide would be a little bit better for everybody to remember. Number one, believe it or not, that apostrophe S made it a little hard for people to search. And so we got rid of the S, we got rid of the apostrophe, and then it would have been Hegarty Cars That Matter, and that just don't sound right. So through a series of, around 350 meetings, we came up with the name Hegarty Price Guide. So we've kind of revamped the cover a bit, have it looking a little more spiffy, and you know, the news about what's inside, the big change on the inside, absolutely nothing. Same people Good. Putting it together. I'm still the publisher. I'm still working with the same people. So we'll still have the same results. And, you know, we're real happy with where we sit right now. As a matter of fact, we're going into production right now on our book number 15, which is hard to believe because that means we've done this 14 times before. It's a lot of work, and Bob, I know you and I have talked about it.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where you don't get a lot of sleep for a long period of time, and that's the period of time we're in right now.
Just watching you cover the auctions in Arizona, I mean, I could just see it in your eyes. I mean, the exhaustion factor of trying to cover all of these different auctions going on simultaneously, gathering up all this data, and this is something that just doesn't happen once a year, but it happens multiple times a year. Here, a week from today, we'll both be lucky enough to be down at the Amelia Island Concours. Two more auctions coming up there. So this is a never-ending process, I would imagine, Dave.
Yeah, it really is. It never really stops. We just, we keep collecting data, but we start working on pulling it together three times a year because we publish three times a year. And, you know, I mean, I have to emphasize to everybody that it's not just auction results. We're talking to dealers. As a matter of fact, right after the Amelia show, I'm going to be going out to visit with a couple of dealers in Arizona, and I'll be visiting, actually already have visited with a couple of dealers in Florida. We get their input, and then we talk to private parties. People have sold their cars recently. People are out in the market looking for cars. We look online. We look at all the ads on cars that are for sale and call a few of them and say, hey, what would you take for that, 1942 Playboy Roadster, or 1946, I guess, Playboy Roadster, something like that. So that's where we find the oddball prices, and we work on them. And, we use a little common sense that I don't think everybody always remembers to use when they're putting together their price guide. So we're real happy with the results. We're small and growing, which is okay, as long as we got the growing part. But we love it when people refer to us and when people carry us. And you can find us at you can still find us at the same address, which is carsthatmatter.com, or you can go to hctm.com, which stands for Hegarty's Cars That Matter.com. An individual book is $20 plus shipping, but if you buy a year, you get three books for $40, and we pay the shipping, and that's, of course, in the United States, a little bit more for international, a little bit more for Canada and Mexico.
And here's my favorite part about Hegarty's Price Guide, Hegarty Price Guide, is the fact, I still got to get used to that, is the fact that you kind of use a page, you take a page from the financial world, and you do these really cool
indexes.
See, that's my five-month-old daughter once again giving me a little brain lock there. The indexes, and also the names that you have come up with for some of these indexes, you must tell our Auto World listening audience about some of these wonderful names.
Well, we have a whole bunch of name indexes. One of them is called the Smoky Burnout Index. That's our index of muscle cars. And then we have the Prince of Darkness, of course, in honor of Mr. Lucas, who provided electronics for a number of British vehicles. So we have our Prince of Darkness for the British vehicles. We also have, for the German cars, we have the Silver Arrow, which, of course, were the famous German race cars from mid-century era, basically. And then we have what we call the small cap, which I don't think a lot of people get the joke on that. We actually, instead of using capital letters, we spelled the whole thing with small letters. But that's our small cap index.
Excellent. When we come back, more about the indexes and lots more with our good friend Dave Kinney. This is Auto World Live. Don't go away.
Hegarty Collector Car Insurance.
This is
am the Duke of Springfield, calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Fragan, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who help clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
It's always fun to share the microphone with Dave Kinney. He's a writer for Automobile, for Auto Week. He's also the man behind the new price guide. It used to be called Haggerty's Cars That Matter, and it is now officially now called Haggerty Price Guide, and he's telling us about the indexes. So the small cap index, very clever. Nobody's getting it, though, huh?
Oh, no. I think we're, you know, what is the old expression, too smart by half? I think we, you know, we thought it was such a funny joke. It was probably 3 o'clock in the morning when we decided to, come up with that. And, maybe it's too much of an inside joke. But you know, the thing is that we're not just doing these. We also have, our big one, which is, kind of our blue chip. And that's what we call it, the blue chip index. And that's for these, 250, 350, $400,000 million cars. So we're kind of covering the market with it. And, Bob, I mean, not to toot our own horn on this, but it's really taken off. We have, they've referenced us recently in the Wall Street Journal. Bloomberg News has done a couple things about it. And so it's kind of gone around the world. As a matter of fact, I have a little collection device that I have on my computer that's called Google Alerts that anybody can get, actually, because it's free. And so I look for us when we pop up anywhere. And we're actually in a Middle Eastern trade and investment newspaper, published out of one of the Emirates. And they're interested in classic cars a little bit as well. So we've popped up now around the world. And I'm not saying we have clients around the world, but we do have some in Europe and some in other places. But mostly this is for just for the home front, and mostly it's for cars that people can afford. Like our muscle car index and our small cap index. We still have these cars that you're not going to be able to pay cash for, maybe, but if you've been saving for a little bit, these are cars that you could buy. And I think some of these muscle cars, speaking of that, are pretty good buys right now. They were way, way up in value, and they've gone down. And a lot of times these things get painted with such a broad brush. Everybody goes, oh, don't want any more muscle cars for investment. Well, let's forget about the investment part. How about the fun part? I mean, what's wrong with a Charger, a Challenger, a Boss Mustang, Z28 Camaro, any Chevelle? All those cars are just about having fun. So, I mean, we never take that out of the equation. We never take the fun part out of the equation, because if we did that, we might as well be talking about, doing fish market or a real estate market or, yeah. How much a palm tree is worth. I don't care.
Exactly.
But I do care about cars.
Let's talk about some of the muscle car bargains out there. What are some of the vehicles that right now look like good investments?
I have seen some great bargains recently in Grand Sport Buick. Now, Buick Grand Sport, it's a name that kind of meant a lot at one point and then didn't mean as much at some point. So just like a lot of these cars, starts out in the 60s and they have these Grand Sport Rivieras, fantastic cars. They're the performance version of the Buick Riviera. Then they came out with the Grand Sport, and then you could get Stage 1 and Stage 2 Grand Sports. All of them, I think, are good. All of them, it's a great name in a Buick. Buicks are, we think of Buicks and we think of grandma, okay? I mean, I understand they're trying to change their image and everything else, but that's what the contemporary person thinks of right now.
Yeah.
Buick built some I'll change it to painfully beautiful cars in the 1960s. And even some of them up into the 70s. Very, very good looking cars. Very performance oriented, but Chevrolet got all the news. The Camaros and the Chevelles that everybody, was really, really interested in. And I know there were Buick collectors and there always have been, but, Buick doesn't get the loving they deserve on some of these cars. And, I saw a Grand Sport sell at auction here earlier this year. 71 Buick Grand Sports, stage one car. Now, it did have rust issues, and it was going to be a big, big, big restoration. Car sold for under $6,500.
Wow.
I mean, come on. That's a lot of money. And, almost anybody who's been saving their money from any job for a couple weeks, hopefully a couple months, couple of years, has enough money to buy something like that. And it's a great starter classic. Now, if you're handy and you can do all that work on that body yourself, he's so much the better. I am not handy. I would have to hire, somebody to do all that kind of work on it. But just the same, I'm sitting there going, why am I not bidding on this car? Then I remember my garage is full and my wife has this silly rule that I can't buy a car unless there's a space in the garage. I keep saying, hey, how about a bigger garage? But she keeps saying, hey, how about a bigger house?
Let's take a look at the other side of the equation for those fortunate types that have lots of disposable income or lots of savings or lots of inheritance money. The blue chips, which are some of the vehicles that are doing extremely well in that area?
How about if we call them our lottery cars? Because if
yeah.
we win the lottery, that's what we buy. There you go. You know, once again, it's almost like a broken record, but I love the 300 SL Mercedes, both
yep.
the coupe, which was the early 50s, 54 on, and then the Roadster, which came in the late 50s, all the way up to 1962. You know, there. You know, I hate to say it, but there are version of a gold bar. They're the you know, they're the collector car market's version of gold, because they're worth the same in Europe. They're worth the same in Asia. They're worth the same just about everywhere. They're universally accepted as a great you know, collector car, and they are fast. Not by today's standards, of course. They're fun to drive. Well, the Gullwing with the doors open, it's fun to drive in the hot weather, but it's an easy bake oven, to tell you the truth, Bob. But they're just great-looking cars and very, very, very well screwed together. So always a good car to look at. The kind of the alternative to that, if you're not a fan of that particular car, is the BMW 507. Made 253 of them.
Wow.
Any Ferrari before, let's make a cutoff date of 1966, 1967, right through there, especially the two-passenger cars, and doubly especially if the top goes down. And I'm not even talking about the race cars or the cars with that kind of history. All those things have been doing very, very well in the marketplace. And, you know, one of the reasons why is because if you're a gazillionaire, you know, you're getting 1.5% on your money in a money market or something like that. And, you know, people are always talking about risk versus how much money they put in. Well, you know, the risk isn't all that much out there, like it is some other things. You know, this Ferrari that you buy is never going to disappear. And even if it did disappear, I know an insurance company that can insure against that. When I say disappear, I mean, you know, suffer an accident, you'll have something go wrong with it, something like that. You know, it's very easy to kind of mitigate that side of the risk. Now, there's always risk, and, you know, you can buy the wrong car, you could do something that, you know, that was stupid because you got bad advice and all that sort of stuff. So, I mean, there's always risk associated with absolutely anything you do. But I've seen these cars all of my life. As a matter of fact, when I was just a mere tadpole of 16, I remember driving in a buddy's short wheelbase Ferrari that he was selling for $7,500, now a $3 million car.
Oh, hold that thought. We'll wrap up on the other side. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate so much you joining us here today, each and every week at this time. My name is Bob Long, along with one of my favorites, Dave Kinney. Dave is a writer for Automobile, for Auto Week, and has this wonderful pricing guide, Hagerty Price Guide, and we've been talking about some of the cool vehicles. And you've got a trivia question out there, so let's throw that one out there one more time. We've had a number of guesses, but no one has come close, because I know the answer to this one myself. So go right ahead.
Okay. It's not made in the United States, not made in Europe, not made in Asia, built for just a couple of years in the 1970s. Should I give him another hint?
Yeah, let's give him another hint.
It had gullwing doors.
Ooh, there's a big hint. And whoever gets the answer here, we're going to throw you in the running for a cool prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, the ultimate automotive and motorcycle gift shop. And Warren Tracy will come in and personally pull out the winner, 800-259-9231. So let's talk a little bit more about some of these blue chip vehicles. The BMW 507, is that the convertible that actually Elvis Presley owned?
Wow, you're good, Bob. That's exactly right. They didn't build many of them. Like I said, 253. One of them went to one of my favorite designers, Raymond Loewy, who redesigned it. It turned out horrible. So I count them as 252 cars, actually. They were just fantastically over-engineered in the in the typical German way, maybe times two. Fast cars. They had a V8 engine, out of the, the 503 BMW, and in a lightweight car with a painfully beautiful body of themselves. Actually, the BMW Z8 that came out 10 years ago,
yep,
paid tribute to that design. That was, I guess, it's Gortz has given the honors having penned it, although there's some, you know, there's some controversies about who actually designed the BMW 507. You know, another great car. And like I was saying, all the Ferrari road cars, of course the Ferrari race cars do, but the Ferrari road cars, especially the two-passenger cars and double, especially the convertibles, you know, all those cars have done very, very well in the last, you know, 2 and 3 years in a time when just about anything else hasn't done all that well. It hadn't been, well, stocks have picked up a little bit. And, of course, real estate is now picking up a little bit, too. But for the longest time, you know, these cars have done very, very well. So we've got a pretty impressive track record on the the return on investment, I guess, is what they call it in the investment world. But, you know, once again, I'm going to go back to this. I can't say this too much. You buy what you love. Do not buy a car that you don't, you can't fall in love with. It. You're going to live with it. You're going to have fun driving it. You're going to be part of the experience. As far as I'm concerned, the money is the icing on the cake. It shouldn't be the number one reason. So that's out there right now. So that's what we got.
And I know, of course, you own a number of collector cars, including that famous Bentley Turbo R that you ride around listening to Chumbawamba on. But let me ask you a couple of quick questions here. Your first car, your absolute first car, and your first kind of classic car that you bought, what were those two, Dave?
Well, one of them is kind of quasi-embarrassing. Really, the first car I ever, shall we say, invested in, was a van that two friends of mine and myself used to drive across country. You know, keep in mind, it was the 60s. I am proud to say I didn't have a driver's license because I wasn't old enough when I left, but I had a learner's permit. But I will say that we did trade that in for another car. So my first actual car that I owned one-third of was a Triumph Spitfire.
Very cool.
Kind of a classic nowadays, but, not really well appreciated in their time, but the ones that I've seen recently have been really nicely restored. A very cool car. So that was my very first. So
excellent. Well, I'll see you next weekend at the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance. Before we say goodbye, be sure and give out all the website information for the price guide.
All right. You can find us at carsthatmatter.com or hctm.com. And like I said, subscription for 1 year is $40. For a single issue, it's $20 plus $225 shipping and handling. And I really appreciate it, and it's always fun talking with you. I'm looking forward to seeing you next week as well.
Absolutely, and we should mention that online course that you're doing as well on automotive history. How can folks find out more about that?
Go take a look at this. It's Sympoz, SYMPOZ.com. I'm doing a thing on the history of the automobile. 10-part course. You can sign up for parts of it. You can sign up for the whole thing. You can Facebook them on, or Facebook us, I guess I should say, at Car Buffs. So you can take a look at that. And it's fun stuff. It's a great little course that we did. Shot it in at the Forney Automotive Museum in Denver, Colorado. So we got a good background. You don't have to keep looking at me the whole time. Not that anybody want to do that.
Dave, my friend, I'll see you next week. Thanks for your time here today.
Pleasure's mine. Take care, Bob.
We'll keep the trivia question out there, 800-259-9231. It wasn't made in the U.S. It wasn't made in Europe. It wasn't made in Asia. And it was only around for 2 years and had going doors. I can't believe no one has got this right. You know, whoever comes up with the correct answer will give you a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Matt is our esteemed producer at Network Headquarters, and understand we've got a mystery guest joining us here on the lines. Matt, who have we got?
We have Barbara Terry.
Well, how do you like that? Hello there. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. You've been doing so many things lately, including off-road racing. Give us an update on that.
You know, Bob, I've always done the one-off off-road races, your Baja 500s, your Baja 1000s, Vegas to Reno. But this is my first year doing a point series. So I'm racing actually 5 Best in the Desert races this year, and I already raced one of them a couple weekends ago. And I can proudly say that I'm leading my class in points.
Boy, that must really make you feel good. Because there's a lot of heated competition out there. Explain to our listeners a little bit about the class of vehicle that you're driving.
It's a Class 9 buggy. Basically, it's a two-seat buggy. I like to have a navigator with me. I've always liked that, you know, that comfort level that you have when someone in you is in your ear basically telling you to take a left or a right and trouble coming up. And so, it's fun. It's competitive. Basically, the class9.net website says if you have bionic kidneys and a high tolerance for pain, then you can attempt this class. You know, Bob, it is hard hitting, but it's not as hard hitting as some of the other trucks that I've raced.
Yeah, I can imagine. How do you take care of your kidneys in a situation like that? Because, you know, you got to have those bionic kidneys, like you call them. Do you wear a kidney belt?
Maybe you would buy a bionic kidney belt.
That's true.
So, you want to take care of your body as much as you can and prep for the races as much as you can. You know, a lot of people do not consider, you know, drivers athletes, but we really are. You know, our tolerance for pain, you know, being able to withstand different temperatures and, you know, in off-road racing, it's pretty much endurance. You know, so you start and you don't stop until you finish. Or if you are, you know, in the about 60% of vehicles that don't finish until you have a mechanical breakdown. But, you know, it's at this point it's really rewarding. I'm looking forward to the next four races. And I want to be standing on the podium in December as the Class 9 Championship for Best in the Desert.
That's fantastic. Let's talk a little bit about what goes into preparing for one of these endurance races. I would imagine you have to both physically prepare as well as mentally prepare.
You know, you do have to kind of psych yourself out. I think that I have the edge being, I mean, I know I'm probably not the only girl out there, but I don't see, I've heard of other women out there, but I've never seen them. But, you know, I grew up in small town Texas with six brothers that literally beat the tar out of me growing up. So
laid the groundwork. Hold that thought. We'll come back with more. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
Don't be confused.
Today on The Long Drive, a new vehicle called the IQ from Scion. The Long Drive is brought to you by LifeShield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids? Say
yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss no more business trips.
Yeah, right. That'll go over well. Anyway,
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh, my God, someone's in the house.
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house.
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today. 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages, if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids.
Just wait for the police.
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
Scheduled to launch in early 2011, the Scion IQ will be one of the smallest vehicles on the road. Designed for urban commuters who liked the smart car but wanted something a little bit bigger. Riley Brennan is Director of Programming for AOL Autos.
The IQ is known in Europe and in Japan. People here in America might say, oh, that's kind of like a smart car. The big difference for this car is it's actually got four seats. It will be America's smallest four-seater when it goes on sale sometime later this year. It's a very short vehicle. It's got some interesting packaging inside. It's kind of a fun little car, and I think it's good that Scion has it.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We got that trivia question out there for the taking. The vehicle was only around for a couple of years, not built in the U.S., not built in Europe, not built in Asia. It had gullwing doors. What was the vehicle? 800-259-9231. We have Dick standing by in Iowa. Meanwhile, we're chatting with Barbara Terry, who is a noted automotive journalist, also author and radio and television host, as well as off-road racer. And before we go any further, why don't we make sure and give out all of your website information?
Websites, BarbaraTerry.com and HowAthletesRoll.com.
The name of your new radio show. Congratulations on that. Let's chat quickly here with Dick, who's in Iowa, listening on KXEL. Dick, welcome into the program. How you doing?
Good.
Which vehicle are we talking about? Built not in the U.S., not in Europe, not in Japan, gullwing doors, only around for a couple of years.
How about a Bricklin out of Canada?
How about that? You got it. Congratulations. Excellent. What was your first car, Dick?
My first car?
Mm-hmm.
Was a Chrysler.
A Chrysler. All right.
46 Chrysler.
Very cool. Hang on for Matt, and we're going to get you in the running for that very cool prize. So when's your next race? Can't wait to see how you do on that one.
Well, are you going to come out and join me?
Who knows? Anything is possible.
It's the last week of April, last weekend of April. So it's going to be derived from the Las Vegas area, the 300-mile race. I saw yesterday on a release that it's basically, you know, it's definitely an endurance race. They're not doing loops of 100 miles, you know, at a time. It's just it's one start and one finish.
You started to say you really got to mentally prepare for this. You got to psych yourself up. But physically, I would imagine you got to rest up as well.
Resting is important. As I learned in this last race, I wasn't rested at all. And I've been on the road at that point for about three straight weeks. And by the time I climbed into the driver's seat, I was way past exhausted. But, you know, even when you have that reserve and you can kick that reserve in gear, you know, that reserve of mine for this past race was totally drained. So I want to do it a little bit different the next four races. But, you know, work, obviously, as you know, it's priority. And it's, you know, it's hard to say no, especially sponsors, you know, when you have amazing sponsors. Like my title sponsors this year, Deltran Battery Center, we all, you know, we know their product. We love their product. And then Muckoff, great soaps and polishes. You know, they stand behind you and they back you and, you know, they financially support your races. And, you know, so part of that, obviously, for me, is to be able to promote their products on TV. And that typically, you know, takes up the whole week prior. to races, you know, and sometimes
sure.
a week after races.
Absolutely.
But, you know, and without them, you don't race, you know. So, anyway, I want to, you know, obviously do as good a job for them as I can. And but I definitely want to be a little bit more rested in this next
yeah,
race.
That would definitely make a lot of sense. Sponsorship is so important in motorsports, and you're right. I mean, if it wasn't for the sponsors, you wouldn't be able to compete in these races. And I know you're rewarding your sponsors by doing some television spots for them, so they must be quite pleased with that.
They're very pleased, and then, you know, I'm very pleased with them too, because they actually just brought me on this past week for some filming in Florida. They're going to feature myself and actually my buggy in three television commercials. My buggy's going to be in one of the commercials with me, which is really cool. But yeah, and those commercials start airing on March 20th on a bunch of mainstream networks like ABC and numerous ESPN networks and others. So very exciting stuff. It was a very good partnership with Deltran Battery Tender and Muckoff for 2011. I'm very, very grateful to have them on board.
Excellent. Do you have a name, a nickname for the buggy?
Brutus the buggy. And, you know, Bob, I believe that the buggy has a soul. And especially after, it was my first race in this particular buggy. And I'm going to be in this particular buggy for the rest of the year, but it was my first race. And I didn't have any seat time, which again, you know, you climb in a vehicle and,
wow.
you know, you try to go 425 miles in the desert when you're just trying to stay alive, but in a vehicle that you don't know.
That is not easy.
But, you know, it's a huge kudos to the buggy. It's amazing the abuse that I put it through over the whoops and the deep ruts at the very beginning of this past race course.
Wow. Let's talk headlights a little bit. One of my pet peeves are these yellowing headlights that you see on a lot of vehicles. And I know you've been doing some work with Sylvania, and they've got a really cool product.
Yeah, you know, I'm obviously a big advocate for, you know, keeping your regular maintenance done to your car. You know, when your car is the second largest thing that we invest in, you know, we want to protect it not only for performance, but also for longevity and resale values. You know, as far as like oil changes and all that, but Sylvania has an amazing product out right now, headlight restoration kit, or as I like to call it, the HRK. you know, you literally spend a couple hours, you can do it yourself, no tools required. It's very inexpensive. I like to say it gives your car, the front end of your car, a facelift. It literally takes 10 years worth of age, you know, off of your headlight lens. It will allow you to see down the road like up to 3 times brighter. And so it is about safety, and not only for yourself, but, you know, all the other drivers that you approach when you're on the freeway, and especially nighttime driving. I don't know about you or all the listeners out there, but, you know, the older I've gotten, I'm not saying I'm ancient by any means, but I have noticed my, you know, my eyesight, you know, it's not like it was when I was a teenager where you could see anything, you know, any time of the day. Nighttime driving for me has been challenging. And especially if I don't have my, you know, my reading glasses with me, that's a story. It's kind of it's a little dangerous there, but, you don't want to be riding with me without my glasses at night. But, anyway, so it really is about safety, and anything that we can do above and beyond regular maintenance to, you know, give people a comfort level in driving, you know, it's very important. It's really crucial.
Absolutely. I have some older relatives, you're absolutely right, who won't drive at night, and a lot of it, I think, is to do with the fact that, you know, their headlights are not what they used to be. And, you know, certainly if you have a brand new car and you got HID headlights and all that kind of stuff, that helps tremendously. But it also can be disorienting for a lot of folks, too. And if you don't have equal candle power, it can cause lots of problems.
It can. And again, it's not just about, you know, you sitting in the driver's seat, but it's about the safety of all your, you know, passengers inside your vehicle. And of course, all the other drivers on the road, you know, if you can't clearly see what's approaching you, it can be a danger to everyone, you know. So go above and beyond. Take a couple hours on a Saturday afternoon and, you know, take 10 years off your headlight lenses with Sylvania's HRK.
Let's talk about a book you've got around the bend. Tell us about this new book.
new book, Getting Greasy Made Easy, is basically everything that I've written for the Houston Chronicle the last 5 years, and every other type of article or, you know, pamphlet, you know, car care type guide that I've written. I've compiled all of this information into one book, and so it's everything you need to know about your car, bumper to bumper. As I like to call it, it's just the extension of your owner's manual. You know, it's where your owner's manual leaves off. And so it's a fun book, and it comes out later on. I'm in the spring, early summer, and it's just a follow-up to my first book, How Athletes Roll, came out August of 2010, which featured 40 great-name athletes talking about their cars.
Absolutely, and that is what spawned the radio show. And of course, I love talking to you about the off-road racing side of the fence, because it must be really cool to have that experience. And you really dove in headfirst with the off-road racing, because your first race was actually a Baja race, and that must have been quite a baptism into the sport.
Oh, boy, did I not know what I was getting myself into with that. I got a random email from a guy about, basically 4 years ago, asking me to be a relief driver for his team for the Baja 1000. And I didn't really know what the Baja 1000 was about, but I thought, okay, relief driver, this sounds fun, you know, dirt, whoops, silt, 400 other vehicles on the course. Okay, let's do it. And so I get down there, and his other drivers didn't show, so I ended up starting the race, and it was fun. It was adventurous, and it was in a stock Ford. So this Ford truck, the suspension was not modified by any means.
Wow.
And when I say hard hitting, that was hard hitting. You don't want to forget your kidney belt at home with that.
Always have that kidney belt ready to go. One more time.
Yes.
Give on all your website information real quick.
BarbaraTerry.com.
All right. Excellent. We'll talk with you again real soon. Thanks for your time here today.
Thanks for having me.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. Next week, we're down at Amelia Island for the Concours.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.